I'm sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Brown.
Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry to keep you waiting, sir. Just a moment. George Brown on 90.
I'll see what happened to Gus Wortham.
He's en route to Houston from Clayton, New Mexico. They expect him there at 1:30.
Yes.
George, we signed that thing this morning and made them reverse themselves, and the consolidation's approved. I just hung up talking to John Jones. Gus is traveling, and I haven't called Albert. Jack Valenti's going to tell him, but I just as soon you not let him know it or even talk to him, we'll let him make the announcement. But you did it, and you got it. The letter came in just like it should have, and you handled it in your own wise way, as you always do, and I don't know how you can walk barbed wire like you do, but you do. I'm just going to start working on my speech right now. Yeah, I've got it written, but I've got to practice a little. But I just want you to know this, and I want you to see if we get the proper credit for it. Now, you tell Gus I tried to reach him and couldn't, but not to let anybody know it. Okay. You feeling all right?
Bad cold.
Everybody asked about you last night. We had a wonderful meeting. Fred Capel said he believed every man in the room was for me. Yeah. My budget today is going to be 97.9 expenditures.
97?
Yeah. Nobody did. I've knocked him out of the lot. I don't know. Bob Anderson said that he and Eisenhower and Ovid are going to have to vote for me now. God bless you.
All right.
Bye.
Hello.